This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Alrighty, frenemies, second ep of the week, because we were chatting it up too much in the first one.
And it's higher CPMs in December.
Say what?
It's higher CPMs this month.
Oh, higher CPMs?
Old episodes. That's why people do Vlogmas, right?
Oh, Vlogmas.
Rack up the... Should we do Vlogmas here? It is every day.
Yeah, I mean, they say they'll watch anything. You guys want to watch us eat cereal or whatever, but we'll make money here.
This might be the worst episode because I just don't think my audience definitely doesn't care about beauty stuff. Your audience definitely doesn't care about you doing beauty
stuff. It's not about the beauty stuff per se. It's about how ridiculous it is and how much, you know, our reaction to it. I don't think people are looking for beauty products to buy, Trisha.
Yeah, but I don't think it's as interesting. It's not 2012 YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, beauty's not popping like it used to be, but I'm
well,
down.
If you have any ideas for the podcast, I'm all ears. Because we're out here, you know what I mean? Like, we're trying. AB's put all this together. I don't know if you could see.
I have a great idea.
Okay.
Pizza Hut just came out with a triple treat box.
You want to eat pizza with me?
Yeah, I want to.
Do you want to cancel this and get a pizza? Because I'm down. Just give me the word. You're actually down, aren't you?
Yeah, because we were just talking about how we can only eat one meal a
okay,
day.
Okay, so your idea for a video is to eat pizza with me?
Yeah. The treat box. It's a triple treat box. It's stacked like this. It's pizza, it's pasta, and it's desserts on the
bottom.
You
think that's a good podcast idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll stay in control.
It's
for
only now. it's only here till holidays, till like the Christmas. I mean, Hanukkah's.
You want to do a third episode of us just eating pizza?
Honestly,
it's December, baby, let's go.
Oh,
Dan pulled up. Dan pulled up a box. Oh, calm down, Jesus
Holy
Christ!
Shit, that looks so
wait,
beautiful.
There's a pizza on top, a pizza in the middle, and desserts on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The triple threat. Wow. Oh, triple treat.
Triple treat, yes.
More triple like the triple treat. Bypass box.
It comes with 10 cinnamon.
Oh my God! I could pizza.
You think we could
so
finish
good.
That between the two of us?
I could finish it myself.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Because when you were on last time, I crushed a whole pizza, and you're like, "Oh my God, I'm so impressed."
Oh, I was trying to be like skinny, like you know, the first time you go on like a date with someone, you're like, don't want to eat all your full potential.
You were just telling me you cried because you had one chicken nugget the other day.
That's my eating disorder. I'm like a binger. I binge or I don't eat
so
at
I don't
all.
I don't want to enable you.
But I have to eat. It's not binging if we have a piece of
Yeah, but you
got to
eat healthy. You can't be like, okay, my meal for the day is the triple threat box. The triple bypass
box. I had just chicken breast yesterday. You can ask Moses. All I had was a chicken breast and that was it.
Yeah, but that's not healthy because you go, I'm going to have a chicken breast and then tomorrow I'm going to have a triple threat.
First of all, it's between the two of us and I think it's for two people, so it's fine.
How much is it, Dan? This is not sponsored, by the way, but should be.
Pizza can be
sponsored. Why don't we have fast food sponsors? We would. Ew, that doesn't sound right. That's too much food for $21. That's total. That's sus, dude.
See, it's not that much.
But I think it should cost more. I'm concerned about what I'm putting in my body. It's only $21. You can really order that right now.
Can
make
we?
It happen. Yeah, it'll probably
Wait,
be here by
really?
The end. Order it now. We'll have it by the end of the episode.
We're doing intermittent fasting.
We'll do.
So it's fine.
Yeah,
it's our one meal.
Don't worry about it. We're gonna do a beauty product. All over our faces, and then we're going to destroy our bodies with Pizza Hut, the triple
Can
threat.
Can I just say...
Oh, I have bad news.
What?
Pizza Hut does not deliver to this address.
Who can we send to pick it up?
Oh, my God.
Moses?
Moses?
That's the only person.
You going to take one for the team?
I don't know.
He's down. He's nodding yes.
Wait, really?
I'm hungry. What?
Oh, you want to get in on the triple... Oh, we need two triple threats because there's... Can't Moses,
we-
you want to, you in on the triple threat?
Should we get
AB's
three?
In. Let's get... Not three. Calm down. One for you guys want you guys don't want two between the two of you. You're not as crazy. We'll have one triple threat
okay,
for us.
For the show.
One for them.
So, okay, that makes sense.
All right, get two triple threats. ASAP.
Are we
ASAP.
The two biggest in the room? Are we do we weigh the most? Are we the two heaviest in the room right now?
I would say without a doubt.
Dan, how much do you weigh? I don't because you're tall. That's I don't think you're fat. You're just tall.
I'm like 180, 190.
Oh. What are you? Yeah, you told me you're like 200.
I'm like 210.
210?
You know.
Damn. You are the triple threat. In the whole fucking package.
I'm a big believer it's like not about what you weigh though because I don't I think I look pretty good. I mean, I can't look fat on this.
No, show. I mean, some people, I mean,
Look, my boobs weigh like 30 for real. If you give me a scale from the grocery store, I did weigh my boobs. They're literally like 30 pounds for real, for real.
Yeah, so I agree. So if you take that out, but also you're not doing yourself a favor. You're like sucking fat out of your stomach, injecting it in your ass. It's yeah, like you got to, like, you just, you know, you like the fat. You hold on to it.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
The I titties.
Like, what's it called? What's that word called? I like to. Yes, thank you. Redistribute. I feel like you just weren't going to tell me.
I was curious how long that was going to go. Okay.
Wait.
Hold on. The triple threat. We got two of them. Make it happen and tell them it's urgent. Okay, Dan?
Do you want me to?
Why does this always go off the rail? I said, we're just going
to
do the beauty products. This is not going off the rail. And now we're getting two triple threats.
Yeah, we'd have to.
I want just cheese on mine. I just like to plain
Wait,
cheese.
I thought we're sharing. I thought it was a conversation.
No, there's two pizzas. So you can get what you want.
Oh. So each of us get a pizza to our dome?
Yeah. I can eat a whole one.
Dan, are you recording this? Are you paying attention? It is going, right? Because Dan's like over there ordering pizza. We're yenting
we
it up.
We can stop. I'm recording.
Yeah, no. Stop. No, we're not stopping. All right, so Moses is crouching down.
But
he's got his phone.
Like your pizza?
You just cheese?
I'm just cheese. But they come with two. They come with two pizzas.
Why are you getting just cheese? Why are you so boring?
I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet?
Pepperoni is more fat. I don't like pepperoni. I'm plain. I don't like sauces. I don't like anything. I like just plain ass cheese.
I do like plain pizza, I'll be honest. I'll take it with olives. Do you prefer that?
I don't think I've ever had an olive. I'll try it.
You have never had an olive?
No, for real.
Dan?
Yes.
Moses, has Trisha ever had an olive?
Hey, ask Moses.
One.
Why did? When?
Oh, you didn't have it, actually. We got olive.
You've never had an olive?
Mm-mm. The texture of it looks weird to me. It looks like, it's like green and I don't know.
Well, there it comes with black olives.
Oh, yeah, no. I try it, but I like cheese on it.
You never had an olive.
Pizza Hut's website is failing us right now.
I have the app.
All right, we got to move on. Oh, she got an app. Okay. All right, let's pause while we order the pizzas.
It takes me like 1 minute. I have the app, seriously.
What would you like to order?
Yes, can we get two of the triple treat boxes?
Sure. What kind of crust do you want for all four pizzas?
What kind of crust they got? Do they have like cheese packed?
What kind of crust are available?
We got cheese packed. We got to get cheese packed.
Original pan and hand tossed.
Do you have cheese packed?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Okay. What were the options again?
Just the original. Just
no, what are the options again?
I'm sorry, could you repeat one more time? Okay, can we just get cheese and black olives, or plain cheese on one pizza and black olives on the second?
Black olives, pineapple, and jalapeno.
Are you serious?
What the fuck?
Okay, so cheese pizza, I'm sorry, cheese on just one.
Okay.
And then the second pizza, jalapenos, black olives, and pineapple.
What is what? I can't order the pizza I want.
Okay, and then for the second triple treat box, can we get one cheese pizza?
Okay.
And a veggie pizza.
Okay.
And what crust options are there?
Thin and crispy, original pan, and hand tossed.
What's the difference between hand tossed and pan?
We're just gonna get all original.
Pan is thick crust.
Oh, the thick boy, huh?
Okay, we'll just do all original. That's fine. Thank you.
She's putting the kibosh on the
okay,
thick.
No problem. So one box is going to be all cheese, one pizza, the other pizza.
I want thick.
Olive.
I want thick.
Sorry. What? I'm sorry. Yeah. So one okay, cheese so, and then like.
Yeah, what's repeating the order?
I'm sorry.
No problem. So one going to be one pizza cheese, the other one is olive, pineapple, jalapeno.
Thick crust on that one. Thick crust on the pineapple one.
Your total is $58.05, and it's going to take about 15 minutes for pickup.
Okay, thank you so much.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I want the thick crust. Why are you controlling my pizza order?
It's so complicated.
It's not. I want olives, pineapple, jalapenos. Seriously?
I thought this whole episode was beauty. Let's get the beauty products going.
That was my objective, and now we fucking thank you, Moses. Let's get. Do I have? Do you have money to? I don't have any money on me.
I got it.
No, I'll give you a couple bucks when you get back.
He's baller.
Thank you, Moses. You're gonna be broke after all these diamonds and the pizza. Got to keep you whole.
But it's like an investment because he's investing now into our relationship, like making me happy, and then long term, like I can.
You got to get her fat. You got to get her fat enough that she can never date anyone else. That's what the feeding is.
I think that's what I do to boyfriends. All my boyfriends gain a lot of weight.
You just make them unattractive to anybody else.
You know what automatically makes someone unattractive to everyone else is like when like dating me. They're like, wow, like you were hot until you dated Trish.
Then you're kind of fucked once you're.
It's true. I feel like that. That's pretty funny. Do you want to just take the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I want to go away to Berkeley.
Mm-hmm. And like, I don't have any money. Will you take the bag?
Moses and I had a fight on the way over here, but now we're.
You did? What'd you guys fight about?
I had a fight. I've been talking about My Chemical Romance makeup. It comes out tomorrow.
You're fighting about My Chemical Romance?
Makeup collection.
I'm not interested.
He just doesn't listen to me. And he's like, and today he goes.
Why?
Today he's like, wait, they have a makeup coming out? I've been talking about My Chemical Romance makeup for like a week. And I was like, how did you not hear me? Anyways, it's fine. It's not a big deal. I love you. And I'm so sorry that you're picking up the pizza. I will literally give you like anything you want. I'm sorry. Thank you. I feel bad. Like, I don't like when he like does stuff for me because he does too much for me. And now I feel like he's doing this and I feel like it's just too much. But I do.
It's just picking up pizza. He gets to drive a Rolls Royce on the way. It's sick.
Okay. He does sell so much though, and I literally do nothing for him, and I feel so bad. But I'll do something for you tonight.
Do something. What does that mean? You like sexual favors? What? You said I'll do something for you tonight.
We don't use sex as a bargaining chip in our relationship. That's so weird, huh?
Just diamonds. Yeah. Moses is like, I much prefer sex than diamonds. All right. Thank you, Moses.
Sorry.
We appreciate that a lot. All right. Let's do the makeup.
Love you, and then you held yourself back.
I was gonna say we love you for getting the pizza.
Wow, you didn't though. Why? That's so weird.
Because I felt like that was like ironic praise. And I did want to say that. I did want to show sincere appreciation. Let's do some beauty products while we wait for the pizza. Now this is just the pizza episode, but let's fill in the void until the pizza gets here. Thank you.
You said give me ideas and I got one.
The pizza episode. All right.
Can we also
get
Binging with Babish on here? I want to cook with him.
Let's focus.
Okay. I just think we should do more food-related stuff. Also, sponsors. You said we don't get sponsors. We should get, like, erectile dysfunction, like those kind of people, like Trojan Condoms.
Trojan Condoms would be awesome.
Like, I see people do ED, like, reads all the time.
Yeah,
like,
we have some ED reads on our other, main show.
Why can't they sponsor us? Food? Fast food?
Fast food. I mean, okay, let's focus. Okay, so we are doing today celebrity beauty product, specifically beauty facials, right?
No, it's all over the place.
Okay. Okay, all over the map. This is what celebrities do, and the freakish celebrities who, like, basically, they've got nothing better to do. They've tried everything, and so that's when you, like, drink baby blood. So this is kind of where we're at.
That's what we're doing?
We're not drinking baby blood, but, like, we're in that stratosphere of, like, desperate to try anything to thrill yourself. So we're going to start by freshening up. Kate Hudson says that she dips her face in ice water. Every morning?
That's what we're starting with.
Because it reduces inflammation and swelling in the face. Okay, lady.
Should I take off my earrings? These are like 20K. They get wet?
I don't know. You can't get diamonds wet?
Yeah, I guess you can. I think they just lose. Yeah, you can. You can shower with them. I don't. Okay, fine. We'll do it. Wow.
You got the big ass one.
This ice kind of looks weak though. Like,
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I have a size 8. Like a men's fitted cap, I'm like a size 8.5. I'm just kidding. No, you're not, because it's true.
I just said it because you have a big bowl. No, I didn't mean to.
No, you can't.
Do you have a big head? I don't know. I haven't measured it.
But that's like,
you got to get one of those dome measures to be like, deek, deek.
I'm triggered because I do have a big head.
I'm sorry. I don't think you have
a big
head.
You can't make fun of someone who actually has something wrong with them. Like, I can't be like, oh, you know what I mean? I don't know. Whatever.
No, I know what you mean. I'm sorry. All right, let's dunk our heads. Ready? 1, 2, 3. It's so cold. Fuck this. Oh, damn. You went for it, girl. Okay, I got to go harder.
How long are we supposed to do it
You're supposed to go for as long as you can. Oh. Yes, helps with inflammation, helps with swelling. Beautiful, beautiful. You guys should make it a competition, actually. Who could hold it?
Oh, my God.
It's really? So cold. It feels awful.
Okay, we can if we start at the same time.
I hate it.
I won this challenge it on feels the TNJC tight, show. I was in the ice bath the longest, so I can win. You want to do it?
Do it.
You want to go the longest?
Well, it's really a breath-holding competition more than anything.
I was kind of thinking that, too. I was like, why am I out of breath?
You want to do a competition? You just want to sit silently for a minute with our head in ice? Let's go. All right, here we go.
3, 2, 1, go. All right. Both looking steady so far.
Stop!
It's so cold. It hurts.
It doesn't hurt. It's just more of the breathing.
No, the breathing. I can hold my breath for 10 seconds. It hurts.
You nudged me. Can we do it without him nudging
me? No, I'm not doing it again.
It's good for your skin. I do actually feel better. Because my skin's really bad.
Ugh, it's so cold. But yeah, it does tighten. It certainly tightens. That's what cold does. It's like, yeah, if you put liquid nitrogen on your face, it'll tighten your skin. That's what cold does.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash your face with cold water because it does that. We should sit in an ice bath and see who lasts longest because I feel like...
I would lose. You win. Being cold. You win.
Are you someone that's always hot?
I mean, I always wear shorts everywhere, no matter what.
Like, I'm always hot. Like, last night...
I think you run hotter than me, though.
Oh, I'm, like, sweating. When people are freezing with jackets on, I'm, like,
no,
perspiring.
That's not me. That's not me.
I'm such a... I don't think it's because I'm fat. I think I just have a sweating problem.
Oh, okay, well, that I hated good. That. Take this.
You don't want to...
I mean, I did. I do. I do feel kind of good. Damn, this girl can't get enough of the ice dunks. She's in there. She's got her face submerged.
It feels good. Like, it does feel like I'm, like, tightening my face. Like, this feels like Botox right now. It's, like, numb.
Your mascara is running down your face. Looks like a good... It looks like a... You know what I mean?
Pretty. I feel like emo. I kind of feel like My Chemical Romance.
I feel good. I'm not going to lie. It's not a bad way to start your day.
What's the worst thing?
I feel pretty refreshed.
Oh, my God. Wow. I look good.
Okay. Cool. I'm feeling tightened. What's next?
Okay. So moving on is brushing your teeth.
Oh, this is the morning routine, apparently.
You fucked me with a toothbrush. You remember that video?
No.
That's classic YouTube, Tana.
Tana Mongu?
Yeah.
He fucked me with a toothbrush?
That's her classic, her most popular video is the story time he fucked me with a toothbrush. And
I don't watch her. I don't watch her.
Well, it was
like
7 years ago, so.
I don't like her at all. Do you like her? No. She's just, like, I don't understand why she won, like, Creator of the Year. I thought that was so odd.
It's all, like, but it's all, like, set up, right?
I mean, it's just based on how many people you can beg to vote for you. So that's why I always thought it was dumb.
Oh, well, hopefully, you think you'll win this year at the stream?
No. Never.
What is this?
Okay, so we're doing a brush routine.
We're going to brush our teeth?
We're going to start with Catherine Zeta-Jones. She brushes with strawberries, which is weird because...
What?
I mean, look, I'm pretty into dental hygiene, and I'm pretty much sure that you shouldn't spread sugar around into the deepest crevices of your mouth.
What's the benefit of it, though? Like, what are
so
we...
the benefit is that she apparently...
The acid could help clean off your teeth.
She says Zeta-Jones sweetens her daily teeth brushing regimen by using crushed strawberries. I was told it's a natural whitener. It really works for me. Anyway, strawberries taste better than most toothpaste, she said. Yeah, you're not supposed to fucking eat.
We just eat it. I want to eat it. It looks good.
Doctor said malic acid in strawberries is dangerous for your teeth. The acid can wear away the enamel. People used to suck on lemons and they would get a clean feeling, but it would wear away the teeth's natural enamel. So
what is this though? The orange.
This is another one. This
okay,
is
so
next.
We're doing the strawberries.
Yeah, we're doing the strawberries first.
All right.
So Catherine Zeta-Jones, who has apparently rotted teeth, you see her smile. She's like, hey. Well, you know all these celebrities get fake teeth. So I was like, okay, lady.
Do you have fake teeth?
What does it look like?
No, you have nice teeth, though. I don't either, but I want veneers. I think they look nice. I just, yeah.
I think they look good, too, but, like, I think it's, if you don't need them, it's a whole pain in the ass.
Right,
you
like, if one breaks.
Because they literally file your teeth down. Like, there's no going back. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that unless my mouth was, like, mega fucked, and I was like, all
right,
let's go.
Right, I agree. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to brush my teeth with sugar.
Normal? Like, just, like, brush back and forth?
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Gross. I hate it. There's, like, baking soda in here, too?
Yes.
Oh,
I hate it.
Can we eat it or no?
I'm sure you can. I wouldn't. You can eat it. It's just strawberry and baking soda.
Yeah, but she has to be eating some other stuff. I don't know. If...
We don't know. Okay, I'm done.
It's not bad.
Gross. Disgusting.
What did it do again? What did it do?
There's a cup there to spit in. Do I have water? I just have coffee.
Yeah.
Wait, what's it do? Like, tell them about what to do. Like, what's the big benefit?
She says it's supposed to whiten your teeth. But I think that's...
whiten?
I mean, look, there's products, you know.
Does it look whiter?
Scientists have figured this out.
Honestly,
the Colgate people are on that shit.
I do need it whitened. Does it whiten for real?
It's just a strawberry, no. I mean, but she's a fucking idiot. She's clearly a dumbass. Like, Colgate is like, we have the biggest scientists, chemists in the world who are formulating all the recipes to whiten your teeth. And Catherine Zeta-Jones is like, no, strawberries.
No, you know what's a beauty, a fake beauty hack on TikTok? And I want people to know that this is, they are trying to sabotage you for real. The Dove soap. they say if you have really bad acne, this is how my acne got out of control. And I had kind of bad acne, but then it became severe after I tried this beauty hack. They say all you need is a Dove soap. It's a big trend on TikTok. Like, just Dove soap. That's it.
Horrible advice.
Don't use anything else. So I used it for a week. I have a TikTok and I didn't finish it because my skin was breaking out so bad from it. And someone told
me, Dove soap? What's the genius there?
I think Dove was promoting it as like, oh shit, as like an acne cure-all. And then it was made it worse. And so when I went to a dermatologist, because my skin was, it's still crazy right now, they were like, oh, it has so much wax on it that it's like the worst thing to put
it's
on your skin.
It's super perfumey and it's like really heavy. I don't think it's good for your face.
Like, I literally tried to do it and then like my follow-up, I'm like, it's still awful. Like, I can show you the draft. I didn't want to
post it. So that backfired. I wonder if everyone's like, we're breaking out. Dove soap is ruining our lives.
Like, it wasn't that bad there. And then you'll, well, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of like long, but it wasn't like horrible. Oh, fuck, it's too long. But then I used it like for like 4 days and my skin was just like, it was craters on my face. Like, it's been so bad.
Don't, I mean, don't use hand soap to wash your face. I feel like, well, is that common knowledge?
No, I think you can. Like, Dial soap is supposed to be really good for your face. I mean, some people, I mean.
You know what my dermatologist told me when I was a kid? He says, use your shampoo to wash your face because shampoo is lighter and less has less impact on your face than soap. And so I always use my shampoo, or not always, but because sometimes I use face wash, but it's too heavy and it dries out my skin, so I do it like once a week.
Oh, you missed it. It was so bad. Anyways.
But anyway, a dermatologist told me use your shampoo once it's in your hair to wash your face, and it's a gentle, good wash.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I use so much now. I went to like a witch doctor the other day, and I have like all these potions I've been using, and it really did clear up my skin. Like, I mean, my skin's a little bumpy.
Try your shampoo.
I don't trust that.
Are you willing to fucking try witchcraft?
It was literally witchcraft.
Instead of shampoo?
She zapped my pimples and they all just like disappeared. And I was like, and she like zapped it with smoke.
Did she do a chant? Why are you wearing murder gloves, AB? Thank you, though.
Wait, AB. Okay, never mind.
You're being safe. I appreciate that.
Was it true that you're a fan of the show and that's how you got this job? Like, of not our show, H3.
Yes.
That's a quick version of it, yeah.
Really? That's crazy cool.
Same with Ian and Zach.
Wait, really? I'm scared to hire people that like watch me. You know
well,
what I mean?
It was, yeah, I agree, but it was a very careful process.
It's cool. No, it's awesome that you like.
Ian was kind of a mole. He pretended like he was a fan, and then we realized recently that his brother was the fan.
Right.
But that's okay. We love Ian.
Well, sometimes it's the opposite. They pretend like they don't know who you are, but they're like a huge fan. But AB's cool. You know, he's not like
Zach and
Ian. They're like dorky. You'd think they'd watch H3, but like AB looks cool. Like, why would you watch
H3? Interestingly enough, AB's probably the biggest simp. He's like a mega H3 simp.
A simp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the internet labeled me.
What's a simp?
He made like a whole video defending me and shit, like an hour long video. It's a simp, a simpleton, someone who's like they're like, you know, you never heard simp?
It's not simpleton.
That's what it stands for.
No, it's sucker, what is it? Sucker idolizing.
What? It's su- like a.
It's a sucker idolizing mediocre pussy.
I feel like they added that acronym afterwards. Yeah.
But
why don't I have simp? No, I have mediocre.
You have simps.
I think.
I think you'd have to be to pay for your OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's my simps?
They're out there.
Shit.
But anyway,
I want to
simp. AB's a mega fan, dude. God bless him.
That's crazy. You look so cool.
Are you still a mega fan now that you like know me?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you like made a video defending Ethan?
Yeah, like an hour long video.
Wait, why?
Just BS YouTube drama.
Okay. You were like adamant against his opponent. Was it Keemstar? Was it that situation or something else?
Keemstar was perpetuating it, but no, it wasn't.
I like people like that, though. Like, I like hardcore people.
Although, to be fair, I also learned he almost made a video attacking me about Michael Jackson.
No, it wasn't attacking you.
It was an attack. It was an affront.
No. It had nothing to do with you. But, but the guy I was going to do it with was...
Anti-H3.
Wait, you're going to make it with who?
Well, he didn't want to be a part of it, but he was like helping me like structure it.
Oh my God.
We were going to make a video against J Station.
Who's J Station?
Yeah.
Another YouTuber?
And we're in too deep. Let's go.
I can't watch the H3 podcast. You guys talk about like, who are they talking
okay,
about?
Okay, whatever. Tumeric time.
What's you want to talk?
This is Tumeric.
Oh, Tumeric. Okay.
Okay, so here we have to, I got to rinse this off.
Gross, yeah.
I'm just going to, I guess.
I didn't mind it. If it makes my teeth whiter, honestly.
You just rinse it in your water.
No, I'm going to drink my water.
Well, I planned on it too, but like shit happens, dude.
I'm fine. I'm not a little bitch like you. I'm not a
simp. You're not supposed to mix the strawberry with the turmeric. It ruins the experiment.
you're like an anti-simp for me. I'm just trying to figure out simp. So you're like, you're not a simp for me, right? Because
I'm not an anti-simp. I'm your friend. An anti-simp would be someone who's like, I hate that person.
You said that on the SIBO podcast. You said you consider us friends. And I always say we're not friends. Because like people are like, are you friends? I'm like, no, because we don't like, I couldn't
you
call you.
You don't consider us friends?
No, because like I consider a friend someone you call. And,
okay,
like,
what do you consider
something.
Me?
Like co-workers.
We're co-workers. Okay, whatever.
No, but we are because you make me money. And like, you know what I mean? You're kind of like, it's like. Boss, kind of.
I'm your boss?
Because you, like, nice. Control the money. You're like, you're going to get 45% and none of the highlights, and I'm going to pay you when I want, and, like, this is what we're going to do. So you kind of tell me what to do, but at the same time, I like it because I control everything else in my life, so I kind of like just showing up and, like, you already have this plan.
That's
so I'm not complaining. Also, I think that's contagious. Whatever your symptom is, where I think I have that now, too.
It's not contagious.
What is it?
It's just GERD. It's
I
like
have GERD, I think, now, too.
It's not contagious.
I start doing that now too. I'm like,
well, that's. I don't know why you're doing that, but it's not for me. Oh, that sneeze like injured my throat.
Is herpes contagious?
No, I don't think so. You get it from What? Did you really ask me that?
I'm saying like, if you had it, could I get it or no?
We'd have to have sex.
So it's skin to skin.
Skin to skin.
Everyone accuses me of having herpes. I'm like, I don't even know how you get herpes. Like,
then you probably have it. You probably do have herpes.
But it's like itchy,
you
right?
You get cold sores around your vagina.
No, I've gotten a canker sore in my mouth once, and I thought it was a herpes, but my doctor told me it wasn't.
Canker sores are every, yeah.
It's like a white little dot, and I thought it was a herpes, but he said it's a canker.
Oh, I like seriously damaged my fucking throat.
Can you next episode like not wear Teddy Fresh, like one episode?
Sure.
Okay, it's like so a lot. Okay. Ready? What's this do? What's this Tameric do? Right, are you okay?
No, yeah, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
For real?
I'm okay. Okay. It's happened before where I sneeze really hard and then it takes a minute to recover.
Were you ever bulimic?
No. Okay, turmeric. This one comes from Julianne Hough, which I don't know who she is.
Huff.
Hugh is that?
Julianne Huff.
That doesn't look like Huff.
H-O-U-G-H?
Yeah.
That's Huff.
Oh. Let me see a picture of her. Let me see this idiot.
She's a Mormon.
Look at these. These people are so dumb. Okay,
why
here we go.
Mormons always attractive? Like, why are they so pretty?
Find type ugly Mormon.
There's not such a thing.
Watch, I'll find you some ugly ass Mormons.
Look at the Book of Mormon.
I knew some ugly Mormons growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
In Ventura?
Yeah.
There's no Mormons in Ventura.
There's an ugly. That's okay. From the Book of Mormon,
yeah.
Dan.
All yeah, that's right. Like it's supposed
maybe
to be.
Maybe you're right. Maybe
there's not.
Well, if they're all beautiful, so hold on. If they're all beautiful, does that not indicate that the Mormons are right? Because God's like, these people...
The chosen ones?
Yeah. I've seen plenty of ugly Jews.
Jews are traditionally unattractive.
Traditionally?
Conventionally?
I don't know. Turmeric. Julianne Hough, dumbass. I've actually been trying turmeric, she told E. You would think it would be the opposite and it'd stain your teeth, but it actually makes them whiter. Turmeric is the bomb. Y'all should try it. Although evidence of its teeth-whitening properties is only anecdotal, studies do show that it brings oral health benefits to other natural remedies and other over-the-counter remedies don't.
Wait, so you eat this or are you just putting it on your teeth?
I think you just brush it.
You're brushing with it?
Yeah. But you're doing it with the strawberry. Why are you doing that?
I want to get extra white.
But that's not the point of this.
It's a little strawberry on there. It's not like going to affect it that much.
Gross. Awful. Can you see? Is it?
Ooh.
Can you see it?
I don't
think this whitens. Bro, I take turmeric supplements, and it turns my piss like Gatorade yellow.
Oh, I've seen that. A lot.
You didn't like the Gatorade yellow piss anecdote?
Do we eat it, or do we just spit it
out? I take it in a pill. Oh, no, you should eat it.
Don't eat it?
I mean, you could, but good luck putting that down.
How'd you
it's
get it out?
It's just a spice. I'll go to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom.
No!
I have to do it on camera?
Okay, just eat it. It's fine. It doesn't taste that bad. Don't be a simp. Did I use it right?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay, it's not bad. Honestly, just swallow it. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, you have a spit one.
Yeah.
Don't waste a good one.
That's not bad. That's why we get the pizza after. It's like a reward. Oh!
God. That's what my piss looks like.
You're so nasty.
I swear to God. I take turmeric supplements because it's good for like your digestion or some shit. I don't know. Nutritionist told me to take it. And it turns my piss like radioactive yellow. It's crazy.
Maybe that's not good for you. You should get
it's just a spice
for an episode. Do you want to go to my lip injection girl?
No.
They're temporary. And Botox.
How is it temporary?
They dissolve.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I hate that. I don't want it. Why do you want to inject my lips? You think my lips are inadequate?
Just get some Botox. Like, be me for a day. Get some Botox. Get some lip injections. Get some glam. Go buy a $20,000 bag or something. You know what I mean?
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do think that's a funny idea.
You should totally let my
But life. I hate the idea of getting Botox. But at the same time, I do acknowledge that it's funny. So
Botox
I'm torn.
Would be, you know what? Botox is less invasive than lips because that really does go away
filler.
In 6 weeks.
Not filler, okay. Right?
Get Botox then. Well, that
You're talking
is
about
filler.
A physical filler? No, I'm not
it,
doing that.
It does dissolve, but I get you. Botox will like
Botox,
go away in like,
I feel like
2 months.
Oh my God.
You should get them like right here so your eyebrows are like this. It'd be cool. Because I think you look good. I have a really good girl.
I'm really torn on this because I hate the idea, but it does sound funny. Get a $20,000 bag.
Yeah.
Get some Botox.
That'd be so fun.
Just a day out on the town together.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love it.
Maybe post. Well, we have to wait until the pandemic's over.
Oh, to do something?
Yeah, to go shopping and stuff.
There's stores open now.
I'm not doing it now.
Okay.
Shit. Botox.
Everyone hated that I had like powder sugar on my lips. And no
Thank
one
you, baby.
Me. Do I have anything on my lips this time?
Yeah, you have a ton of turmeric.
Why wouldn't you tell me? You're just going to let me go
well,
on again?
Well, I don't think those are ever. Yeah, it didn't help at all. Yeah.
But, well,
yeah, Ela was watching and she said, why didn't you tell her that she had powder on her lips? I was like, I was staring at it the whole
time. So mean.
On my screen, it just looked like a glint on your lip gloss.
In the beginning, I said you have powder on your lips, but then you didn't get it all off. And the whole episode, I was just staring at.
Can we have Ela as a guest on our podcast?
No.
Why? Because people think like I hate her or she doesn't like me or something. Like, I feel like we need to have like, because like, you know what I mean? Like, I like Ela so much.
She could sit in. Yeah, she could probably sit in.
You just said no. Now you're like,
Just a snap judgment. She's busy. Don't talk about Ela. We're cutting this part out. She doesn't want to be talked about.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. We have to cut this.
That's fucking crazy. Like, what's even the point? She doesn't want to be talked about?
Because she doesn't like that you're always bringing her up and saying how she doesn't like you and all this shit because it's not true and she finds it annoying because she doesn't want people to start thinking that, like, she doesn't actually like you.
Well, she doesn't.
Well,
she doesn't.
Well, whatever. Just cut it out, Dan. I'm serious.
I'll talk about it in mine. I don't care because that's so bullshit. I'm going to stop talking about my personal life altogether then, too.
Okay, whatever.
And then turn the H3 podcast and boring and it'll just go down the tubes and no one will care because you guys are not honest and open about shit. So you cut everything out that's personal. It's like, whatever. Wow, you can't even, like, mention her.
We mentioned her last episode. Because okay, you know what? Leave it in.
No.
Every time.
No, don't.
You
I
go,
don't care.
Why does Ela hate me? And she's like, I don't hate her. It's super annoying. Why does she keep saying that?
Then
and
why
it's
doesn't
causing.
She text me. Like, just text,
text
me.
Text you.
Be like, hey, I don't hate you. You know what I mean? Like, but when she's like telling stuff about Moses.
Because I always say.
I don't care.
Yeah, we should cut this. Let's just move on.
No, but like in general, like I'm telling you now, like she needs to text me and just be like, hey, I don't hate you, you know? But it's like she's telling Moses, like, oh, Trisha says
I think,
and that.
Okay, this is all off the record, but I think she's just really annoyed by the situation and she just needs some time.
What's the situation that I
said? Not anything to do with you, with Moses.
What'd he do?
He like is always, honestly, it has nothing to do with you.
Okay,
and I don't want to get in the middle of it.
So
but it's between him and her.
But she literally brought me up because I was like, we were watching TikTok and I saw the thing being like at 1 a.m. in the morning. She was like, what are you telling Trisha? Like, why is she saying this stuff on the podcast? Like, all this stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because she was irritated because you were like, I'm not inviting mom. And she was like, dude, why? Like, my mom doesn't need to see that.
Oh
and
my
I know.
God.
But then it's like, Moses, why are you telling her that you're not close to us and that you're not close to your mom and you're not inviting your mom
but
to the
wedding.
But
you guys talked about Moses on the podcast well before we started this one.
But it's not true.
And he's not public. You guys were talking about him and shit. Whatever. It's so fake. And that's why H3 is not what it was because you guys are fake as fuck and cut things out.
Okay, you're like on a thing now. So.
I'm not. I just think it's so fake. It's so bullshit. It's like, oh, let's talk about everything.
Ela asked not to be included.
Okay.
And I'm respecting her request.
Mm, then I'm not talking about anything personal anymore.
Okay.
I won't talk about Moses. I won't talk about me. Like, it's just whatever. Who cares?
Should we? Well, like,
make the point. Cut it. I haven't cut all of it. I literally couldn't care less. Let's just keep going.
Why are you so upset?
It's just so bullshit. You guys are such bullshit. You guys are so fake. And it's like actually annoying.
Why is it fake that Ela doesn't want?
Because you're like, don't get in the middle of it. But then it's also, I see that it's about me and that my name's brought up. And it's like, okay, if my name's being
brought
up.
It's not about you. It's between Ela and her brother. Why do you need to get involved in that dynamic? Just let them sort it out. How is that fake?
But now you're like, don't talk about Ella. Even though we can talk about Moses, she we can talk about everybody. We talk about
no. Like, she my doesn't family. Like that you. Every episode we have the same conversation. We have the same conversation every episode. Where you say Ella doesn't like me. Ella doesn't ever say hi to me.
I was like, hey, can we have her as a guest? And then you're like, cut all that. Actually, she doesn't want to be talked about. Period. Oh, okay. She's too good for this podcast. All right, cool. I don't give a fuck.
No, because I know she does. She needs some time.
Okay, cool.
I'm away from all this.
Great.
And you go, I came in. You start off always by saying, I came in and Ella didn't greet me and she was super rude. And Ella's like, that's bullshit.
I totally didn't say that.
You say that about me too. And you go, she goes, that's bullshit. I'm always nice to her. I like her. The whole thing is stupid. And people are going to start. And
I never said she was rude to me ever.
You say she doesn't greet you nicely.
I've never said that about Ella ever. I've said that about you. I've never said that about Ella. Find that on the tape. Like, I hate when you say that stuff. Just like last episode,
you always say it. I can tell you that there was
a episode and you never find it, and then you just glaze over it. You're like, you did say that. Show me where I said that in a video or anything. I never said that once about Ella. Like, that's bullshit. I hate when you put that shit in my mouth. Like, that's so stupid.
I feel like you always, you just did it now. You talk about how she doesn't like you. And Ella's like, I like her. I don't want her to keep saying that.
Fucking tapes. I said, have her as a guest on because people think she doesn't like me and that I don't like her. And that's not true. And that's why I think she should be on. And then you're like, cut that. We can't talk about her. Oh, okay. She's too fucking good for this podcast. Cool. Love that. Bitch, I don't give a shit. Leave it. I don't care. Cut it all out. Who cares? I just keep on with this. I don't care. Like, I don't care. And that's why I don't like, I'm not comfortable coming in this house because like, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure how to respond because I feel like you're having
I said, let's just move on then. We don't have to talk about it anymore. You're the ones that talk about it.
Okay. Let's move on. You want to move on?
For us? Okay.
It's not like that. Mm-hmm. You guys can chat off the show.
Don't talk about me, even though I'm on the fucking H3 podcast channel for you guys, getting you guys more views overall, more subscribers overall. You guys were getting 300,000 views this summer. So fuck off. Oh, but I'm too good. Don't talk about me, even though you're on my fucking channel.
So you are taking credit for the renaissance of the H3 podcast.
For sure. You guys, of course, I saw it this summer. It was fucking tanking. But, oh, and I'm on this and people are more subscribing. People will say, I see it all the time. Not saying I'm the whatever, but people are like, oh, I came here because of Trish. Like, I found it because, of course, I bring a new audience to this channel. So it's like, but I'm too good for it to be talked about, even though I'm on the fucking H3 podcast channel.
You're literally taking something way outrageous.
Honestly, and not in this house. Like, I feel uncomfortable coming here.
I don't know what to do because you're having like a moment.
I'm not. I'm like, honestly, can just move on from it. But like, I just hate people who think they're just too fucking good for shit.
It's not she's you too good.
She has a fucking podcast. When you have a podcast, you're talked about. Your life's talked about. You guys talked about Moses and
dude,
me.
You,
well before we did this podcast, you guys talked about us. Never once asked me anything.
No, it's because you always make the same comment about her.
You guys asked me one thing this summer or when we and Moses started dating. You never, but you guys talked about me.
I don't even know what you're on about.
Just all this
she
shit.
Just doesn't want you.
She's too good. Don't fucking mention my name. Meanwhile, you guys can talk about whoever you want. You guys talked about me all spring without.
You can talk about whatever you want too. She just doesn't like that you always come on and say make
she
the
has
same
a fucking
comment.
Podcast. She's not a fucking private figure. She has no, a podcast
but you,
on this fucking
you guys
channel.
Are family. It's different.
No, fuck
you're,
off.
You're
fuck her.
You're with her
like,
brother.
I won't come back here. Like if you want me, I know you guys own that fucking building too. But like I'm not gonna come back in this house because I'm so over it. She has a fucking podcast. She's a public
figure. What
about
the pizza
surprise?
You guys
talk shit about us. Like, I'm so fucking over it.
Dude, it's not like that.
But it is. You guys, you guys had free reign to talk about, especially me. You guys didn't even contact me. You guys were talking to Moses, but not me, and talked about me all spring. My relationship
with Moses,
all this stuff.
It's a family issue. It's a family issue. Okay. It's between Moses and Ella.
Okay, cool. Great.
Why don't you believe
that? And it was between me and Moses this spring, but you guys had a fucking chime in about, oh, I don't like it. That's what she said.
And
when
Moses
was like, I don't like it, I don't like it.
When Moses asked me not to talk about it, we stopped talking about it.
You guys didn't.
Yes, we did. After the time when I showed the text between
whatever.
Like
all this is gonna be cut, it's so pointless. I literally don't care. Cut it. Don't give a shit. Don't give a shit about you guys. Like I literally don't care. My Moses doesn't like you and you guys don't like him, and that's cool. I'm
See, that's
happy
to that you can't that's stupid.
But it's true. It's so
well
true.
That's fucked up. That's the kind of assholes. That's the kind of shit you say that makes Ella mad. Because you go, Moses doesn't like you. And so
for
what you're doing
like,
what you're doing is you're causing
no.
problems in their family.
That's so not true.
And that's fucked up.
She goes, you told
and
Trisha this.
She doesn't
no
want any more of that.
Uses. It's like who the fuck are you, bitch?
Say what? What did she say?
She said I read it. I saw it because I was on fucking TikTok.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't read his private fucking message
when
with
I'm
his sister.
When I'm on TikTok and there's a message that comes up and I see it, I'm not reading it. I see it.
Yeah,
and
no,
I see
you're
my
reading
name
his private
up.
Messages with his sister. You shouldn't do that unless he shares it with you.
And he does.
Okay, so what did he say? So what did she say?
I'm not, well, we're not going to even talk about it.
It's not. It's look, exactly. This is
but
what she doesn't want.
But when my name's being brought up, I'm not going to fucking
She's
whatever.
Not talking about you. She's having a conversation with her brother.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. And then we'll just move on.
Yeah, I think we should move on. We have pizza on the way. You're just gonna forsake all the pizza.
I don't want to like come back here for real, like to the house, because I don't feel comfortable. It's her house. Like I don't want to be in here.
You don't want to eat the pizza?
We can finish this episode, but like I'm just telling you.
Are you still excited for the pizza or
right.
No?
Right. Yeah, I can't wait.
That's sarcastic. I'm still excited for the pizza. Can we move past this?
When I have a kid, I'm not gonna have nannies. That's for damn sure.
What does that mean? You're not going to have a babysitter when you have a kid? How are you going to do anything? You're going to... What does that mean? You're trying to attack our parental abilities?
Let's just move on. There's no attack. I just made a comment.
Is there something wrong with having a nanny?
In my eyes, yes.
Really?
We just keep doing the
beauty. What about daycare?
Daycare is different.
Why?
Daycare is... Nannies are like people who come here and take care of your child all day.
Because we're working. Like, that's how everybody has nanny. They work. People work.
You can take care of kids and work. I never had a nanny. My parents, I never had a nanny.
And so you think we're bad parents? That's what
I
you're insinuating.
I said I would never have a nanny. Did I say you had a bad parent? You're putting words in my mouth. I literally said I would never have a nanny if I had a kid.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of people have nannies. A lot of our employees have nannies. Because we both work, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have a nanny that Theodore really likes, and he spends the whole day with her. And then when she's done around 4:30, we take over and spend... I think that's pretty normal.
Good. Happy for you guys.
Why are you attacking our parental?
I'm not. I said
choices.
I would not have a nanny if it was me.
But
so, I'm not attacking your parental choices. You do whatever you want. I'm not attacking.
But
you
why
at all.
Did you make that comment then?
I'm just saying. I heard a nanny upstairs, and I was like, oh, I want to have a nanny.
Why'd you say it?
Because I want to have a nanny. I heard a nanny upstairs. And I was
but
like,
you're
oh.
But clearly you're trying to say something about us.
No, I'm not at all. That's you.
Really? You just said it out of nowhere when you're mad
at me. You're projecting that.
No, I'm not. Why would I? How am I projecting?
Because you're like, oh, you're attacking us. I didn't attack you. I just said I would have a nanny.
Do you think I'm a good dad?
It was a comment. I have no idea. I don't know. You seem fine. You seem good with him. I have no idea if you're a good dad. I can't say either way.
But I have a nanny.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I don't think it's a problem. I would just, you know, if I was lucky enough to have a kid, I would just spend my time with the kid and figure it out where we could, you know, figure it out. Because my mom and dad did that. My mom was a single mom, and we still never had a nanny.
She didn't work when you were like 1 and a half?
She worked at night.
And nobody watched you?
My brother.
Oh, well, he doesn't have a brother or a sister. So should he just be by himself?
You have family, don't you? You can't be with his grandparents?
They're not here.
They're
they have
very
a life.
Close.
I wish
they have a life.
I would let them come.
That's what family does. So, grandma watched me.
Okay, so then this is the problem with my family.
Sure, put that out there if that's the narrative you want to say. Sure, whatever you want me to say, I will. If you want me to say that,
I'm just trying to follow the thread because you're upset. And
there's
you're trying
no
to,
threat. No. I literally made a comment that if I'm lucky enough to have kids, because I can't fucking have kids, that I'll be with them all the fucking time and make sure I can spend as much as I can with them. And then when
don't
I,
you think it's healthy to be away from them sometimes?
Yeah, but they should be with another family member.
So they should never be with anyone that's not in their family.
I don't believe in that at all.
Seems extreme. Seems like not everybody has that luxury. You know?
Sure.
So should I quit or should Ela quit?
It's not about quitting. It's about balancing your schedules, in my opinion. You could do whatever you want, but if it was me, it would be called balancing your fucking work schedules, especially because then you're both blessed to be able to, like, work for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, you should, I would balance it.
So right now, Ela's at the job, and I'm doing the podcast. So should I not do the podcast, or Ela should not be at the...
I think both. I think okay. You should get
I just wanted you
days.
To help with my schedule. So I'm not going
to
do the podcast.
If you want my help, I'll give you your help.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help.
For my help.
Yeah, I'm asking for your help scheduling my life around Theodore. All
right.
So I'm doing the podcast now, so Ela should be at home for sure. And then when I'm done with the podcast, she can go to the office and I'll be with Theodore.
Yeah, I think that's a great schedule.
Okay. And do you know what it's like being with a 1.5-year-old?
Of course not, because I don't have a parent.
Right.
It's a little insensitive because I'm infertile and it's a really issue that I struggle
well,
with.
Well, I
so
ask is because you realize that you
kids,
can't do any
so
work when you're with...
that, you're saying, do you have kids? Throwing it in my face that I don't, so...
No, that's not what I was doing.
It's exactly what you were doing because you know I don't have kids.
No,
so why would you ask
my point was
that, you know?
That you're assuming that it's so easy for me to be with a 1.5-year-old, not knowing how insane and like nonstop it is that I wouldn't be able to do anything else with the rest of the day when I have work to do. I have to work. I'm an adult. I have a job like most adults do. And what happens if you're two parents and you have to go like, huh?
Where's your mom and dad don't want to watch Theodore. They don't want to have.
They're here on Sundays.
With him. I know my mom would be like, oh, let me, like, my...
That's your mom.
Right. So I'm just giving you my perspective. You asked for my help.
So you're criticizing my mom.
You said I gave you my perspective.
No, I want your perspective.
Okay, that's all I said.
Well, I do wish you guys have a kid, and I'm sure it'll be great. And I hope that you quit doing everything you do in life just to be with that kid 24/7.
I would make it work because I work for myself, and you know what? That's when you find someone.
And I hope Moses. I hope Moses quits every single thing he does to be with the kid every single moment when you're on. When you are.
That's totally fine if he wants to. If he doesn't want to, whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, like everybody does with kids.
Yeah.
They quit everything they do.
When you have a kid, you should try and be with it as much as possible, not
be with it.
Strangers.
Abby's not a stranger.
She's not your family.
Dan's not. I mean, Dan's not family, but I trust him.
Okay.
The pizza's here.
Wow.
Should we keep doing beauty products?
Whatever you want.
All right, let's do it. What triggered you again? What were we talking about?
Ela being too good for me to talk about on this podcast. Don't even fucking mention her. She's a fucking queen. Like, don't even fucking mention me on the podcast.
Right, that's
even
why.
Even though I'm a literal podcaster.
Right, that's why.
Cool.
And you can talk about oil, you want to do the oil?
Sure.
The pizza's here, everybody. Woo! The pizza's here. We had a full meltdown while you were gone.
Expect another text from your sister. Oh, yeah. I'm not coming back to the house. I'm not. Like.
No.
Moses said, what happened? You know, this is the literal meme where you walk in with the pizza and the room's on fire. This is the literal meme where you come back with the pizza. Oh, my God.
I just left to get pizza.
This is literally... She's really upset because she was saying how Ela doesn't like her.
Ela says, don't talk about me on the podcast. All I said was you should have the guest. He's like, we can't mention Ela. She doesn't want me to talk about. Oh, she's too good for our fucking podcast. Even though we were talked about, they never once consulted me at the beginning of spring. She has a fucking podcast. I brought life to the fucking H3 channel, but oh, Ela's too fucking good to even mention her name. I said nothing bad. I said like, oh, we should have her as a guest or whatever like that. Don't even mention Ela. She doesn't want me talked about. Fucking
okay.
I literally don't care. Literally, I don't want to come back because I really fucking hate her.
So she always making comments about the family and how
I wasn't. That wasn't it. I said, oh, Ela should be a guest on the podcast, and you're like, don't fucking mention Ela. She's the one we talked about. Oh, a fucking queen. You guys can talk about my shit all the time, but her, don't fucking mention her name. Dumb fucking bitch.
Okay.
I think we should just end it, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too.
She's such a fucking bitch.
She's not.
And you are too, and you're a fucking cuck.
You
have no fucking backbone.
All right, you should leave. We'll talk later. Yeah, you should get out.
I am going, but I'm not talking later. Fucking bitch, you too. I don't care. Fucking dump me. I couldn't care less. Your family's
it's fine. Not about dumping. I don't know what happened. You better just. Well, if just so you know what happened. We were just, she was talking about like how you're like, my mom's, not, she says like, you, your brother hates you and your mom's not, like she says this stuff in passing and it really upsets Ela. What? So she started saying this stuff and I said, Ela asked that we don't talk about this stuff anymore. So that's it. That's all that happened.
What she says is what she thinks, not what I
do. No, I know. Okay. But I'm just telling you so you know the situation you're dealing with. All right. Well, everybody.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Well, hold on. Okay.
No.
I think we struck a nerve, and I think here's the best I can summarize this. Without her being here and being fair to her, is that she always saying stuff about their family. It's more complicated, right? Because she's dating her brother. And when she says comments on the podcast, like, you guys aren't even close. Your brother doesn't even like you. Your mom's not coming to the wedding and stuff. It caused real problems in her family. And most of all, it's not true, right? And so Ela gets frustrated and she says, can you please stop talking about the family and talking about me? I need like a break from this shit. And so she brings up Ela and I says, we can't talk about Ela. And that's kind of what happened. I think the problem is maybe that Trisha does think that Ela doesn't like her, which isn't true. But I do think that they probably need to work it out. Because Ela does like Trisha. She watched the last episode and she loved it and she thought it was great. And, you know, we both think Trisha's awesome. And I think they just need to talk. I think Trisha's right. Ela should have reached out and said something to tell her that she doesn't hate her. Because I think, you know, she doesn't feel comfortable coming to the home because there's, like, weird friction. Like, they left last time and didn't say goodbye to Ela. And Ela's like, hey, what happened? But so I understand her emotions, you know. And I feel bad that she's feeling really bad. I do feel bad. You know, I understand, and I feel bad, and I'm gonna try to fix it. And I don't know what to say. But we didn't stick to the plan. I really wanted to stick to the plan this time, and we didn't do it. But the good news is we got pizza, a lot of it. The bad news is that Trisha's not feeling great right now. That was the worst I've seen her, probably, actually, even worse than the last time. I felt really bad for her. I just don't know how to help her when I see her doing that, so I don't know. But I shouldn't go on without her. Anyway, that's it this episode. And we'll see what happens in the future. But I don't know. All right, thanks for watching, guys. Hee 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 hee!